Who am I when life pauses you at the mirror? Who am I without this role? By Amy Poche. Another freezing cold snap here in Louisiana, right after a high of 80 degrees the day before. I cannot stop thinking about my fruit trees again, the cherry, the satsuma, and those three fig trees. Another freezing suddenly temp drop. Will they make it through this one? If they do, they will be bare with no leaves. That's how February lands for some of us, peeling back the layers past the holiday wait and that last bit of king cake lingering on the kitchen counter, tempting one more bite. Life has a way of doing the same thing to us. You spend years pouring yourself into your roles, convinced you're getting it right, showing up day after day with everything you've got. Then one day, whether it's the slow turn of time or something that hits out of nowhere, you're standing in front of the mirror, caught in a pause, asking yourself, "Who's looking back at me now? And who am I without this role I've held so close?" What happened to you? What cold snap rolled in all of a sudden? Are you the spouse who gave years of sacrificial love, opening up vulnerabilities, standing faithful through the hard seasons, choosing patience and grace even when it cost them? You did it right, or at least you tried the best you could. But here you are at the crossroads of betrayal. Suddenly, the spouse role shifts or slips away, leaving you staring into the mirror, wondering what happened to the person they thought they were building a life with. Or it's the mom or dad who showed up for every game, every late night talk, every milestone, nurturing and loving their children through every stage, letting that role weave itself into the fabric of who they are. 18 years, 20 years, maybe more, defined by being the steady one, the safe place. Now the empty nest arrives, the house grows quiet. You know you're still mom, still dad, but the role looks so different now. How do you change something that defined you for so long? Or maybe it's the steady work you built brick by brick, only for job loss to open up an unexpected space where purpose used to live. That pause at the mirror feels raw and real. Your stomach knots up a little, worry lingers nearby, sadness settles in close like an old acquaintance. Thoughts start spinning. How did I get here? What now? Old wounds from the past stir up, whether they're tied to this moment or not, and those critical voices get loud, whispering things like, "not enough," or "what was it all for?" It makes it so hard to see all the good you poured in, all the right things you did along the way. Your body carries the weight too, breath coming a little shorter, rest feeling uneven. But here's what I want you to hold on to. You're not alone in this, and this isn't the end of your story. There's real hope waiting in this pause. It's a doorway to rediscovering the fuller you that God knit together long before any role came along. Letting that pause open space for something true. At first, no peace rushes in. The quiet can feel like it's screaming inside you. But this moment, whether life eased the role away through its natural flow or took it suddenly without your permission, creates space to look at yourself square on, no titles or hats to hide behind anymore. Try breathing into it. Inhale for 4 slow counts, hold for 7 steady ones, exhale for 8 long ones. Let those questions settle in with you. Who am I in this season of my life? Who am I without this role I've carried so long? Who's really looking back from this mirror? You could set aside just 5 minutes a day, grab a notebook or journal, and offer a simple prayer. God, show me what's true here. Psalm 139 speaks right into that space. He knit you together in your mother's womb, wonderfully made, valued completely before empty nest or betrayal or any shift ever entered the picture. The quiet feels heavy at first, thoughts crowding in like they always do when we're unsettled. That's normal. Come back to it gently. Imagine walking through my garden, where the trees stand bare and still, branches holding on through the winter, waiting for what's next. What starts to peek through for you in that space? Maybe a pull toward prayer that hasn't gone away, kindness that still rises up unbidden, curiosity stirring to life again, even after all those years of nurturing your kids or giving so deeply in marriage. These are glimmers of your true self, the core that's always been there. Hold your heart close, like Proverbs 4:33 reminds us. Life flows from it. Name the thoughts as they come, with kindness. Worry's talking right now. That simple act builds space, quiets the noise a little, lets your body start to ease. Speak softly to yourself inside. This feeling is real and it's human. I still care so deeply. Hope lives right here in this pause. Even when roles get removed, whether by time's gentle progression or something abrupt, these moments invite you to ask, what are my strengths? What gifts and talents have I always carried? Your life isn't over. Yes, there's that sudden screech that stops you in your tracks, but wait, there's more to your life unfolding. This pause is a gift that opens slowly, letting your roots go deeper. Christ's love fills every corner of it. Ephesians 3:17-19. Keep listening close. Your true self emerges beyond the roles. As the spinning thoughts start to settle, you begin to notice your true self emerging, steady and unshaken beneath it all. It's the part of you that faith has always anchored, prayer that flows naturally even when uncertainty swirls around you, kindness that shows up quietly in the way you offer a listening ear or a small act of care and let others do the same for you. There's creativity waiting there too, simple and inviting, like picking up a pencil to sketch something from memory, dreaming up a garden layout on a napkin, or mixing ingredients for a familiar recipe that comforts. You might even find yourself wandering a new trail nearby, just to see what catches your eye. These qualities, curiosity that opens doors gently, an ear tuned to hear the unspoken, a resilient spirit that bends but doesn't break, they were never tied to any one role. They carry you through empty nest quiet, the ache of betrayal's sacrifice, the natural shifts of aging, or the open space after a job ends. Stories from Scripture reflect the same truth back to you. Job faced total loss, family, health, work stripped away, yet his faithfulness at the core never wavered. Hagar found herself alone and desperate in the wilderness, but God saw her fully, and she named him El Roy, the God who sees me. Jesus stood firm in his identity as the beloved Son, even when everything around him turned bare and forsaken. Take a moment to name five qualities true to your essence, separate from any role. Perhaps a prayerful quiet that centers you, a laugh warm enough to light up a room, loyalty that runs deeper than words, wisdom shared gently with others, or bravery that shows up steady and quiet. Which one resonates most today? Test it in a small way, share it with someone safe, or live it out for just a day. You'll feel those strengths begin to lift you. You carry something unique, a capacity to love with arms wide open, to create beauty from simple things, to hold space for hurt with tender care. Hope takes root right here, God-given and fresh every single morning, as 2 Corinthians 5:17 assures us, "The old passes, behold, the new has come." Purpose unfolds in gentle ways, serving through quiet presence, loving with kindness, allowing yourself to grow tender and open. Lean into this discovery. You are seen completely, valued for who you are at the deepest level. This is your true self, emerging clear and strong. Gentle steps into the life still waiting. Start your mornings with a whisper from Psalm 139. Who am I here? Show it to me gentle. Jot down one trait that shows up. Curiosity stirred today. Watch how the stack grows over time. Walk outside each week. Let the trees teach you to wait for the sun. Voice that quiet call inside. Reach out to a friend nearby. Stir up a hobby that's been waiting. Joshua 1:9 comes alongside. Be strong. I'm with you. Check in at the end of each week. Did a little more space open up? Breathe through tight moments with 4, 7, 8. Be still from Psalm 46:10. Share in a small circle of people who get it. In the garden way of living, trim what's old, water the roots. Keep the steps small. Name a strength each day. Track it on a page. Good things start to grow from there. These small habits renew us, as Romans 12:2 shows, helping the mind see God's good will. Christ's love roots deep and grasps wide. Ephesians 3:17-19. Trees turn green come summer. Your season will too. And as those first steps carry you forward and the mirror starts to clear, you might find some days the pause lingers longer than you'd like. If you're still pausing at the mirror, some days that mirror moment holds you longer, stuck between the questions and the next step, not sure how to bridge the gap. I get it completely. I've walked this stretch with so many who poured their hearts into roles that suddenly shifted. If the spinning thoughts linger or the quiet feels too heavy, reaching out for support can light the way forward. Therapy offers a gentle space to unpack this season, rediscover your strengths, and step into the fuller life waiting. You're worth that investment.